Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Department of Health lost three COVID-19 era grants from the federal government years before the money was supposed to run out. WHYY's business reporter Kristen Mosbricker-Garza has more on an internal letter detailing the cuts.
Hundreds of contract workers' jobs are at risk after the local health department lost CDC funding in late March. The city lost grants for its epidemiology labs, meant for early detection of diseases, vaccines for children, and its citywide project to address health disparities. Public health expert Dr. Tareen Burrows at Drexel says it's sad to see those on the chopping block.
To not invest in this is just, in many ways, just ludicrous.
He worries about the next generation of workers.
It will have a devastating effect on the local ecosystem.
It's unclear whether the city will fill the hole with money from its general fund. Health department officials say they are exploring all of their options. Kristen Mosbricker-Garza, WHYY News.
Delaware food banks are sounding the alarm after federal cuts to food assistance. The Food Bank of Delaware lost nearly 1 million meals from the U.S. Department of Agriculture after emergency funding was frozen. Rob Gurney of Lutheran Community Services says his group depends on the food bank to help stock its pantries.
We rely on the food that they're able to obtain, and they pass that along to us. And undoubtedly, it's going to impact the quality of food and the amount of food that we get.
The Food Bank of Delaware is calling on the community to help fill the shortfall. The Trump administration also canceled grants that allowed schools, nonprofits, and food pantries to purchase food from local farms. Philly closed some Center City streets to regular traffic over the weekend. Open Streets West Walnut returns for three more Sundays this spring so folks can stroll, cycle, and get around carless. The city experimented with the Open Streets program in September. The seven-block stretch included 18th Street from Chestnut to Locust and Walnut Street from 15th to 19th. Sunday, UConn women's basketball won its 12th national championship by routing defending champion South Carolina 82-59. It was a battle between two coaches with ties to the Philadelphia region. Gino Arima of UConn was born in Italy but spent time growing up in Norristown and coached locally, including a stint at St. Joseph's University. South Carolina's coach Dawn Staley grew up in North Philly and coached Temple University before heading south to lead the Gamecocks. Also in sports, it was the Phillies, a big win on Sunday against the Dodgers, 8-7, taking that weekend series. The Fightins are off today. They'll play the Braves tomorrow in Atlanta. In the NL East, the Phillies are on top, and the Braves are in last place. The 76ers visit the Heat tonight. We'll have some rain early, clouds with occasional showers today.